Cumulus Station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Overnight, the death toll in Nice rose to 84 following yesterday's Bastille Day truck attack. Correspondent Becky Anderson says the truck smashed into a crowd gathered to watch fireworks.
Witnesses describing total and utter carnage. They were absolutely terrified. People at first, we are told, believed that this truck had just been going very slowly and had knocked somebody over. And it was only when witnesses describe it as accelerating that other people realized that this was an attack.
And now investigators are trying to pin down the identity of the truck driver.
There was an identity card found in the cab of this truck. It was a Tunisian French resident of Nice, and what authorities are trying to do at the moment is match that identity card with the body of the driver.
Overnight, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton each responded to the Nice attack.
I would not allow people to come in from terrorist nations. I would do extreme vetting. I would call it extreme vetting too. And you know, our country has tremendous problems. We don't need any more of the problems.
I said, when it comes to refugees, we should only let people into this country after we have thoroughly screened them, no matter how long that takes. So we've got to be smart about this, not, you know, not get pushed or pulled into taking action that doesn't have the positive effects it needs to have.
And in light of the terror attack in France, Donald Trump has postponed that news conference he was going to have later this morning to announce his pick for running mate. Multiple media outlets say he has chosen Indiana Governor Mike Pence. A Northern Virginia man caught trying to join ISIS is being sentenced today in federal court and could face up to 20 years in prison. 29-year-old Joseph Faroque of Woodbridge is one of about half a dozen men from the region arrested this year on terror-related charges arising from government sting operations. Metro is on its way to having a $1 billion deficit in the next few years.
Over the last few years, Metro's expenses increased 4%, while revenues went down 2.8%, according to a new report. Consultant Tyler Duvall says a chart comparing revenues to expenses resembles an alligator's mouth slowly opening wider.
The alligator chart at the beginning is going in a direction that's not sustainable.
Metro Finance Committee member Michael Goldman says to close the gap.
We as a committee and as a board need to look at three areas, labor, route structure, and fares.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It was 98 degrees in Washington yesterday, and it's likely to stay extremely hot for a few days. And these really, really hot days are becoming more common, says a new analysis from a New Jersey-based nonprofit science communication group. Climate Central says historical heat and humidity data would seem to indicate that we are in for a lot more days, like yesterday, ahead. A Prince George's County grand jury has indicted a 61-year-old Temple Hills man on weapons charges, but has refused to indict him on murder charges for shooting and killing a firefighter who broke into his home to try and help him. Daryl Lumpkin says he mistook firefighter John Olmschneider for an intruder when first responders forced their way into Lumpkin's home, thinking he was unresponsive and needed medical help. A man accused of killing an ice cream truck driver in Frederick while children waited in line has been convicted of first-degree murder. A jury needed just a little over an hour yesterday to reach the verdict against 28-year-old Larnell Lyles. His defense attorney had argued that Lyles shot 22-year-old Brandon Brown because Brown had been stalking and harassing Lyles for months. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,506, the NASDAQ at 50,34. Sports action resumes tonight in Major League Baseball as the Nats host the Pirates. The O's take on the Rays in Tampa Bay. WMDA, the Mystics are in Seattle tonight. Phil Mickelson leads after the first round of the British Open. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is a scratch from Sunday's Sprint Cup race because of concussion symptoms. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Trust WMAL for the summer weather info you need.
More warm weather, more scattered showers, more thunderstorms today.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Wright from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
Public notice. Luxury Mountain Properties, a short drive from Northern Virginia DC Metro, are being liquidated for below developer's cost. On Saturday, July 23rd only, you can own a private 5-acre estate with mountain views just $29.9, or an 8-acre retreat with hardwoods just $39.9, or build an 1,800-square-foot cabin on your lot from just $119.9. This luxury community is surrounded by the area's best rivers, hiking trails, skiing, golfing, and major interstates, and has paved roads, a gated entrance, and a multi-million-dollar lodge with infinity pool and spa. Buy now and build when you're ready. Save tens of thousands on July 23rd only. Get your own rare mountain property with exceptional views from just $29.9. Excellent financing available. Call 844-MOUNTAIN-LAND. That's 844-MTN-LAND. 844-MTN-LAND. Or visit getmountainland.com. Mercer Street Broker. Cabin shell only. Lot and development site not included.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66, pretty decent pace. See a little bit more volume, though, as you push through Manassas and toward Centerville and again in Falls Church. On the Greenway, and then heading on to the toll road and heading up to the Beltway. That looks good for everyone. The stop and go, a little bit of that in Dale City, 95 north toward the Occoquan, again in Newington, 395 quiet ride. We're enjoying the trip in through town as you're coming inbound on the Suitland Parkway over the 11th Street Bridge, Douglas Bridge, 295. Heavy volume to get you past East Capitol Street, just heading in the southbound direction toward our destination. Around the Beltway, still in good shape. Virginia, Maryland, even the top side of the Beltway runs pretty much at speed. College Park to Silver Spring. Update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. The free app has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keeping the midsummer heat, temperatures staying well above normal, 95 this afternoon with a mix of clouds and sunshine, hot, humid conditions. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Springfield, 72 in Olney, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Here Maps. Who was responsible for the Nice truck attack? Authorities are working feverishly to get to the truth. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:07. You're listening to WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, especially on days like today. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, expert on fighting the terrorist jihadist threat, will be our guest. 7:05, David Hawkins, a roll call on the Pence pick for Donald Trump. 7:15, Ambassador Jim Woolsey, former director of the CIA. And then at 8:05, Dr. Zudi Jasser pushing for a reform in Islam. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. Big morning. Stay with us. Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, we continue, as you imagine, to cover what's going on in Nice this morning. The death count now is 84 people have died as a result of a man, a Tunisian of French nationality, but a Tunisian by birth, apparently, drove a truck 1.3 miles through a crowd that had gathered for Bastille Day festivities. Associated Press, in the last few moments, is reporting that among the dead are two Americans. Someone who was nearby as this was all going on is Mark Krikorian, executive director for the Center for Immigration Studies, author of the new case against immigration, both legal and illegal, literally had just walked away from that boulevard where this all took place moments before it happened. Mark, thank you for joining us here from Nice, France.
Sure, thanks for having me.
So first of all, just tell me your story. What did you see and what did you observe?
Well, I was at the fireworks, and it's like the 4th of July, you know, thousands of people, and ooh, you know, they're nice fireworks. And so when it was over, I just headed back. I was tired. My wife and kids and in-laws didn't even want to come. They were back at the apartment just as well. So I, you know, went back, and we were only a couple blocks away from all of that, you know, the fireworks and everything. So as soon as I got into my apartment, we heard outside our window, which is overlooking a pedestrian mall, kind of a touristy place with cafes and stores and stuff, screaming and, you know, panic running, pandemonium, people knocking tables over, glass breaking, the whole thing. And my, you know, my kids, naturally, they started gawking off the out the window, you know, off of the balcony. And I told them to get the heck away from the window because who knows what was going on. It could have been a shooter or something. I mean, I didn't know. It seemed, from the sound of it, it seemed like it was going to be pretty close given how, you know, panicked everybody was. But it was, you know, it wasn't like at the end of our street. I mean, this way I didn't hear any of the actual attack. But then once things right outside my door calmed down, much to my wife's chagrin, I went down to the police line to see how close I could get, you know, on that boulevard along the water. And, you know, they had a checkpoint set up so you couldn't get to where the ambulances were. But you could see really a constant stream, not just of police cars, additional police cars, one after the other, but ambulances still coming, you know, like 2 hours after the attack.
Oh, my goodness.
And even at one point, a convoy of minivans from the Nice coroner's office, from the city coroner's office, a whole bunch of them, I guess whatever vehicles they had, they sent. So it was pretty grim.
Yeah, it sure sounds grim. How quickly did you get the word, either from the police on the ground there or through the French media, about the suspect, a man of Tunisian descent?
Well, I mean, I was actually following it on Twitter, and, you know, I'll be kind of crude here and give my Twitter handle, Mark S. Gregorian, and I was following on Twitter to see what people were tweeting, and it was pretty quickly, I found from Twitter that people were saying that someone drove a truck into the crowd, and so, I mean, there was, it seemed like rumors at first, but the rumors turned out to be pretty solid. But as far as the fact that the guy was a Tunisian immigrant, I saw that first on the local newspaper, because obviously the local paper here's, I mean, their reporters were all there anyway.
Sure.
To cover the festivities. So they're the ones that first reported the identity of the, or at least the nationality of the attacker.
Mark, since you were there watching the fireworks for the Bastille Day celebration, can you paint a little bit of a picture of what the mood was like prior to this terror attack, and about the swath of different people from different lands from all over the place? Obviously, you're an American. You're there in the south of France, but a lot of people travel there, especially in the summer and especially on Bastille Day. What was the mood like prior to this horrible event?
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was a party. You know, it was like, it was basically their version of the 4th of July, so... there were lots of, like you said, there were lots of locals, lots of Frenchmen, I assume, from out of town, but also lots of foreigners. I mean, this is one place, you know, you hear about in Paris where they're snooty at you if you try to speak English or don't speak French. Well, here they're happy to speak English too. I mean, they're really quite accommodating. And so there are lots of tourists as well as lots of locals. And it was, you know, and there were bands set up. There were several bandstands on the promenade where there was music going on, and the music was supposed to continue actually until midnight, you know, an hour or more after the fireworks were over. So that's one reason people were still hanging around. And, you know, people had kids on their shoulders, the usual thing, just like the fireworks in D.C. or anyplace else. Although I got to say, and I don't mean this as a criticism because I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but in D.C., you know, our security, especially for, you know, fireworks or anything big like that, it's, you know, sometimes over the top. I mean, I work downtown too, so it's kind of crazy. Here, the security really did seem kind of relaxed. You know, we're Southern Europe. This is kind of, you know, it's Southeastern France, so it's really kind of a little bit of Italy and a little bit of France mixed together. Very, it's much right. more laid back here than in D.C. So it didn't even occur to me.
I have to ask you, since you are the executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies, and Donald Trump came out almost immediately and said, we need to tighten immigration. We need to make sure that we're screening people very carefully. Went on to say that I don't think that most of these people came from Sweden, was his comment last night to Greta Van Susteren. I mean, what was your thought as an immigration expert about this case?
Well, and I've written about this before at National Review and elsewhere, and the problem is that it's not, you see, I mean, the goal as far as the immigration piece of it is not that you say, okay, anyone who identifies himself as a Muslim is excluded. This is kind of the first knee-jerk reaction from Trump, and frankly, from a lot of people, and I can see why, but that's not going to work. That's not the way it works. What we need to do is bar people who believe in Islamist supremacy, even if they're not violent. Because letting in lots of Islamists, people who think Sharia law should be applied over the Constitution, even if they're perfectly peaceful people, their ideology, their ideological perspective is inherently contradictory to our Constitution and our liberal government.
Well,
so the first thing we need to do is say, if you think gays should be killed or adulterers should be stoned, then you're not allowed to move here, and we don't care if you're peaceful and hardworking. You're just not allowed. But it doesn't mean anyone who says, I'm a Muslim, is barred. just people who believe in Sharia.
Mark or Corinne, you may not know it because you're in France, but that you're actually echoing exactly what Newt Gingrich said yesterday on Fox News Channel and has stirred up quite a bit of emotion, as you can well imagine, especially considering Newt Gingrich is considered, if not a vice presidential possibility for Donald Trump, certainly someone who would advise him and be a part of his administration. So,
great minds think alike.
All right. Well, listen, Mark Krikorian, thank you so much. And, you know, be careful there, okay?
Thank you. Will do. This is the safest place in France right now.
I bet that's probably true.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
It's now 6:15.
Why don't we spin off of that question real fast at Mark Krikorian just weighs. We would love to hear from you, 888-630-9625. He said, listen, it's time. This is a struggle against Western civilization, and we need, if we're going to protect our nation, we need to be able to get to the Muslims in this country and find out if they agree with Sharia, if they agree that there should be this kind of religious-based violence in our country. Because, as Newt Gingrich said yesterday, we are in a struggle, we are in a war, and bluntly, we need to test every person here who is of a Muslim background, he said, and if they believe in Sharia, they should be deported. Is that the way to go, or do you have some other ideas about how we can keep Western civilization safe from this threat? 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:16. Let's swing it straight over to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's an easy ride so far, Larry. We're good shape. Just the volume 66, just in Manassas, briefly at the Beltway and Falls Church, 95 Dale City, 395 Landmark. Now to the Wilson Bridge, still delay free. A little bit of that stop and go, DC 295 as you head past Benning Road toward East Capitol Street. Actually, nice ride off of 50 and the BW Parkway. In Bowie, they do have some problems due to a downed power line and cables. So a stretch of Enterprise Road is closed. North of Lotsford Road and south of 50, the John Hanson Highway. So if you normally take Enterprise Road off of 50, you might want to take Lotsford Vista Road and use that as your alternate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun today. Continued hot and humid temperatures, though. It's going to be another one like yesterday. High around 95 degrees, and you'll be sweating just standing still. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 74 degrees. And here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, partly cloudy skies during the morning hours, and then overcast in the afternoon. Stray shower or thunderstorm possible on Saturday. High of 91. And then those storms should continue through the night. But then once we hit midnight and get overnight Saturday night, things will be relatively fair. Sunday, no rain in the forecast. Sunny day, high in the low 90s. Look for 90-degree temperatures all through the week next week. Right now, it's 78 degrees at 6:17.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
We have to get awfully tough, and we have to get very, very smart and vigilant. And if we don't, we're just not going to have a society. We're not going to have a world anymore. This is crazy what's going on.
Donald Trump last night phoning into Greta Van Susteren to talk about what happened in Nice, France. Later in the evening, he spoke to Bill O'Reilly, also via telephone.
Would you go to Congress and ask for a declaration of war?
I would. This is war. If you look at it, this is war coming from all different parts.
Hillary Clinton, for her part, took up the war question when she phoned in to Anderson Cooper on CNN.
It's clear we are at war with these terrorist groups and what they represent. It's a different kind of war, and we need to be smart about how we wage it and win it.
And as I mentioned, as you just heard from Mark Krikorian, who echoed the same idea, Newt Gingrich on Fox News said, modern Muslims who have given up Sharia, glad to have them as citizens, perfectly happy to have them next door. But we need to administer a test, and if they believe in Sharia, they've got to go. We should deport them. What do you think? 888-630-WMAL.
Well, and listen, I don't know how you do this test. So somebody comes and say they want, they're a Muslim, and we keep trying to decide whether to let them into this country. They say, well, do you believe in Sharia law? All you got to do is say no. I mean, what are you going to put?
And guess what? They might lie.
Yeah, they might. So how are you going to do? We hook them up to a lie detector?
Yeah.
And then ask them, you know, 100 questions? I just don't think it's feasible. I mean, I hear where the speaker is coming from, but I don't know how practically you carry that out.
Howard in Manassas, you're on WMAL. Hey, Howard.
Good morning, guys. Use their own words. Approximately 5 to 10% of all Muslims say they are radical. That's a big number here in the United States. I think the approximate number is 300,000 total, so do the math. I would just state to you that political correctness is deadly. I am a born-again Christian. If 5 to 10% of us Christians were radical, as in going around bombing abortion clinics and shooting doctors, which I'm passionate about stopping abortion, but we don't do that. And if someone doesn't believe with me, I don't cut their stinking head off, because in my world, that would send them straight to hell. I serve a loving, passionate God. I disagree with homosexuality and adultery, but I'm not throwing them off buildings and killing them. I try to tell them what I believe, and hopefully they've changed, but I don't cut their stinking heads off.
Yeah, well, that's...
Our country is a bunch of wimps.
That's leaders. Because you're actually living in the 21st century, or for that matter, the 18th century, as opposed to people who are living in the, you know... 14. Fifth century in some cases. Lauren, thank you for the call, Howard. So, Lawrence in Alexandria, you're on WMAL. Good morning, Lawrence.
Good morning, guys. My feeling on this is this. I'm as conservative as anybody, but when you have the Constitution on the one hand that clearly says if you're a citizen of this country, you're allowed to practice your religion. And then you say, but really, if you're a Muslim, well, you know, we have to question your religion. What's next? Are they going to say, well, you're a Catholic and you like the body and blood of Christ. Now, there's something wrong with that. So you're gone. And the Jews, well, you're gone, too.
So let's discuss this with you, Lawrence, because I understand that. And then that's why I'm hesitant. And if you've noticed, I haven't really said anything about what Newt Gingrich said here, because I think he was being sloppy. And that's not like him. He said every Muslim in America, and if they agree with Sharia, they should be deported. Well, clearly, Newt Gingrich knows that you can't deport a U.S. citizen. Where are you to deport them to? They're from this country. So let me just change the question for you for a moment, Lawrence. What if it were people who were not U.S. citizens?
Well, then that's a different story, because when you come into this country, you need to become a citizen. Again, I agree with...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and we do have the right to screen people who are coming to this country and wish to be citizens. During the Cold War, if people were coming in from the Soviet Union and they were avowed communists and believed in the total world domination of the Soviet Empire, we'd be okay with excluding them from our country, wouldn't we?
You're right. But look at these last attacks, these last recent attacks, the one in Orlando, the one in Sacramento, those were done by citizens.
No, I understand. I know. And that makes it very challenging. I know. All right. More on this in a moment. More of your calls.
It's now 6:22.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
On July 16th, The Good Life is calling your name. Your next chapter could be your best at Trilogy by Shea Holmes. Discover Trilogy at Lake Frederick in the heart of the Shenandoah Valley and explore new paths, feel and look your best, and fill your life with fun and new friends. If you can dream it, you can do it at the 55-plus Trilogy by Shea Holmes Resort Community. Trilogy's brand-new 36,000-square-foot resort club and five new model homes grand open tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit TrilogyLife.com/Lake Frederick to discover more. That's Trilogy.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-2292. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-2292. That's 1-800-700-2292. 1-800-700-2292.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
First, we'll start with the good news. Most of the commute, really. Beltway, nice and quiet. Little bit of volume. Maryland topside into Silver Spring. In Bowie, they have a stretch of Enterprise Road closed because of some down power lines. They're doing the repairs. But Enterprise Road, north of Lotsford Road and south of 50, the John Hanson Highway, closed for a stretch. So coming off of 50 or either direction, Lotsford Vista Road will work as a good option alternate for you. Hey, Virginia, let's go 95, a little bit lighter than normal, heading toward Aquia. We're on the brakes, though, through Woodbridge, 395, leaving the Beltway through Landmark. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com, get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keeping the midsummer heat, temperature staying well above normal, 95 this afternoon with a mix of clouds and sunshine, hot, humid conditions. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 degrees at 626.
And let me be as blunt and as direct as I can be. Western civilization is in a war. We should, frankly, test every person here who is of a Muslim background, and if they believe in Sharia, they should be deported. Sharia is incompatible with Western civilization. Modern Muslims who have given up Sharia, glad to have them as citizens, perfectly happy to have them next door. We need to be fairly relentless about defining who our enemies are.
We're getting your reaction to the speaker's, former speaker's comments last night. How about Kathy in Burke? You're next up. Good morning, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. Good morning.
I think the majority of immigrants coming in here are legal, which means we can and should control the number and who they are, whether it's skills or whether it's ideology. And I think by, you know, asking them questions, and it wouldn't be just one or two questions, asking them several questions, you're not going to get everyone who has an ideology that conflicts with us. But you're going to get an awful lot of them.
But he's talking about people who are already here.
No, I don't think that's what he meant. I mean, I do think you got to handle that too. But I don't think that's what he meant. And I'm not sure how easy that would be. But it's certainly easy to control the incredible flow that's coming in here.
Yeah, some kind of control at the border would be nice to see,
yeah,
Kathy.
Nice.
Thanks for the calls. More on this as the day develops, as you can well imagine, including a visit from Dr. Sebastian Gorka coming up in just a few moments, and then at 7:15, Ambassador James Woolsey, former director of the CIA. Stay with us. It's 6:28.
If a water pipe bursts in your home, do you know where the main shutoff valve is located to minimize damage? Is your home equipped with a carbon monoxide detector for your family's safety? Well, I have solutions to your plumbing problems, our annual service contract. Hi, I'm Mary Ann, the owner of First Class Plumbing. And for just $99 right now, WMAL listeners get a full year of premier attention. Call First Class Plumbing for all of the details at 866-98-WATER. Make First Class your first choice.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
the house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-270-5262. That's 1-800-270-5262. 1-800-270-5262.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Coming up on WMAL, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, his book Defeating Jihad, after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Two Americans are now confirmed among the 84 dead in the terrorist truck attack in Nice, France. They've been identified as 51-year-old Sean Copeland of Austin, Texas, and his 11-year-old son, Brody. French investigators, meanwhile, are still piecing together exactly what happened and exactly who was responsible.
Last night, this area would have been packed with thousands of people who would have been gathering here to watch the fireworks to celebrate France's Independence Day, Bastille Day, and that is when the attack began. A scene of horrifying carnage, bodies strewn along Nice's famed seaside promenade. After this truck plows through a crowd of hundreds watching Bastille Day fireworks.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward, the Nice attack is at least the third major terror attack in France in the last 18 months.
This country is considered the epicenter of Europe. It is secular. It epitomizes many of the Western and European values that jihadists so despise. And while the United Kingdom or the United States might be more preferable targets because they are taking the biggest roles in the coalition to defeat the terror group ISIS, the U.S. is quite far away. The U.K. is on an island. It's more difficult to access. But here in Paris, with the freedom of movement throughout Europe, it is essentially a soft target.
Correspondent Will Ripley. In light of the attack in Nice, Donald Trump has postponed that news conference he was going to have later this morning to announce his choice of running mate. It's not clear now when he will make the announcement, but multiple media outlets are reporting that when he does, it's likely to be Indiana Governor Mike Pence. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,506, the Nasdaq at 50,34. Sports, it's back to action tonight for the Nationals as they open a weekend series at home against the Pirates. The Orioles are on the road against the Rays. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or someone you know is selling a home or has had it previously listed and it didn't sell, then here's what you need to do. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all of the other realtors is their strong home buyer pool. The Reynolds are working with over 5,300 ready home buyers right now. Other agents want to list your home, then they have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Don't lose money. Ask Brian and Molly LeChance on Moultrie Road in Springfield. They said working with the Reynolds team was a dream. They sold our home fast and at 100% of the asking price. The Reynolds team sells faster and for more money, and they'll guarantee it. If your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. So if you or someone you know is selling their home, refer Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with confidence. Call them now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Doxycycline is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
It's interesting. Brexit didn't appear, at least in the very short term, to have a significant impact on federal employees' TSP accounts. Right. But what it was is another reminder of the unexpected and how uncertainty in the markets breeds volatility.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $50,000 Jeep giveaway on Saturday, July 30th. Earn entries now for your chance to win one of up to 55 prizes, including cash or a 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Seeing a little bit of volume starting to form around the region. We'll take that any day for the rush hour with lanes open. No problems as you head through Stafford, Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge. That's where I'm seeing that stop and go. Same story for 395. Just get ready for it as you come off the Beltway toward Landmark. And once you get past King Street, good. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge. DC 295 has been quiet coming off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. Then you'll hit that volume heading past East Capitol Street. Wilson Bridge backups. Here we go. We're before 210 now from Maryland to get across the bridge span. On the 50 stretch, we're looking good out of Annapolis and Bowie coming inbound. A downed power lines closes a stretch of Enterprise Road. North of Lotsford Road, south of 50, the John Hanson Highway. Running parallel to that, you can use Lotsford Vista Road as your alternate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No rest from the 90-degree heat over the next few days, although temperatures may come down just a few degrees by the weekend. Today we're up to 95, hot, humid with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Tonight, mid-70s. Saturday, a stray afternoon thunderstorm might help a bit. 91. Sunshine, low 90 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Manassas, 68 in Bowie, 77 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:37
on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We are dedicating a great deal of the show this morning to the attacks in Nice as a man drives a pickup through, actually a big truck.
A semi-truck
through a crowd in Nice in France, killing 84 people, two of them Americans, we've just learned. And to that end, we'll be talking at 7:15 to Ambassador Jim Woolsey, and then at 8:05, Dr. Zuda Jasser. No doubt it'll come up in our conversation with Brett Bear at 8:35 this morning. Also, of course, we're going to be talking about the apparent decision by Donald Trump to choose Mike Pence as his running mate. And to that end, at 7:05, David Hawking, senior editor of Roll Call. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He is the author of the New York Times bestselling Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. And he is also a counterinsurgency expert and distinguished chair of military theory at Marine Corps University. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Gorka. Sadly, we've been having you on a lot recently because there has been such an uptick of jihadist terror attacks.
Unfortunately, yes. It's incredible. It's hard to even remember them at some time. Yeah. If you look at the last 2 years, we've had Paris twice, Brussels, Istanbul, San Bernardino, Orlando. We've had, prior to this attack, just a couple of weeks ago, a police chief, a French police chief, executed in his home with his wife. So the jihadis are rampant, and they're taking the war to us almost every day now.
So let's take the title of your book at its word. At its promise, Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. I think the question on everybody's minds today is, how do you stop a guy who gets into a semi-truck and just plows into a crowd? How do you defeat that?
Yeah, well, the only way you can defeat that, and this is the first conclusion of my book, is you've got to take politics out of the threat assessment. You've got to jettison political correctness. In America, and this is a problem in Europe as well, we have a political elite that simply does not allow us to do what has to be done. When you say you can't talk about jihad when you're talking about the enemy, when you've got a cabinet member in America, the Attorney General, who wants to censor what the enemy is saying to the 911 dispatcher in the middle of the Orlando massacre, you're never going to find these guys because you're not allowed to talk about who they are. You're not allowed to use the flagging instruments that are classically used in intelligence to find these kinds of people before they go violent. And fundamentally, Larry, this isn't a military problem. We have to crush ISIS with our allies in the Middle East. Yes, get it. But we have to use human intelligence. And profiling isn't a dirty word. It is common sense. If you're looking for a 6'6", you know, white bank robber, you shouldn't be harassing black 4'2" women at the TSA checkpoints or 83-year-old Episcopalian grandmothers. If you're looking for men of a certain age who follow a certain religion, that's who you should be looking for. You need the assets, the undercover agents who can go into the mosques and find these people before they start killing our own citizens.
And yet we have a president who will not use the word radical Islam. I noticed Hillary Clinton is finally coming around to being willing to use that word, but only because she's been mocked so horribly for not willing, being willing to use it. I mean, how do you do that? How do you get the government to stand at attention and start doing the things that you're talking about when you have a leader who won't even utter the word?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is why November is so very, very important, Brian. This is why I think about this. Hillary, I was sitting in the green room here at Fox, and I'm waiting to go on TV. And who do I see on the TV screen? Hillary on the Bill O'Reilly show.
Yeah.
Just hang on. I thought I was in an alternate universe for a moment. She's finally realized. She didn't realize after San Bernardino. She didn't realize after Orlando. Yesterday, somebody on her team gets it. November's not going to be about Obamacare. It's not going to be about pocketbooks. November is going to be about the safety of America. And they want a commander-in-chief. So they want somebody who really thinks we're at war and who wants to win this war. And Clinton has been found to fall short, and now she's desperate. The only way we're going to win is if we actually believe we are at war. In the last 7.5 years, that has not been the case.
By the way, Dr. Gorka, Secretary Clinton sort of echoed what you said this morning. She said yesterday that we need a intelligence surge, you know, trying to ramp up sort of the intelligence things. But again, if she's handcuffed by political correctness, that intelligence surge is just throwing good money after bad. What about an actual ground war aspect here? The leadership of ISIS, the people in Al-Qaeda, the people who are actually making money on a monthly basis on the black market and oil, who control large parts of land in Syria and Iraq, they need to start feeling a bit of pain too, don't they? And will that then affect these people who are inspired by these ISIS leaders?
Yeah, it's interesting to hear her talk about an intelligence surge. She's right. We just hope if she was president, she wouldn't put it on her homebrew server, because then
they'll know what's happening. Yeah,
right. They'll know what's happening. Yeah. So this is a two-front war. It's a war here on American soil, but it's also a war in the Middle East, because what has ISIS done? And this is what the listeners really have to appreciate. ISIS isn't just another jihadi group. ISIS is the first jihadi group in 90 years to successfully reestablish the caliphate. All the others talked about it, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, even the Brotherhood. But these guys didn't talk about it. They did it. They have 6 million people living on their territory. They're making at least $2 million a day in illicit oil sales, kidnapping, racketeering, you name it. So they've stolen the brand. They've shown the world, hey, guys, we can do it. The infidel is on the run. And as a result, it is crucial to destroy that brand, not necessarily with, you know, the 82nd Airborne, but with the local Sunnis, and helping them come together with our assistance to take the fight to them. But unfortunately, what have we seen in the last 7.5 years? We pulled out of Iraq in 2011. We allowed ISIS to grow. We turned our back on Egypt just as the ISIS affiliate, Bayt al-Maqdisi, was pushing into the Sinai. So this isn't just something happening in Nice or happening in, you know, Mesopotamia 8,000 miles away. Mm-hmm. It is all interconnected.
All right, we got to leave it there. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, always good to have you, and I know you've got a busy day ahead of you on this tragic day out of France, so thanks for carving out some time for us.
Thank you so much. Anytime, gentlemen.
We're going to take your calls next, 888-630-9625. Let's talk about this from the context of war. How do we win this war? Give us your ideas, 888-630-9625. It's 644.
The credit crisis of 08 is long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. Read my fully revised and updated number one best-selling book, Rescue Your Money. You'll learn what you need to know about investing in today's tumultuous times. It's a fun, quick read. You can read the whole book in a single sitting, yet it's packed with information. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, and the one big question you need to answer, plus the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy at Amazon.com today or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money and get the investment plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, it's been a pretty calm start to the rush hour, but we have that sun glare delay, so 395 as you come off the Beltway, seeing that stop and go to head through Landmark at Banggood through Shirlington. Same story with 66, putting the visors down through Manassas, Centerville, and briefly through Fair Lakes and the Fair Oaks area. Crossing the Wilson Bridge, just keep alert. Delays beginning before St. Barnabas Road. Once you get across the bridge, if you're in those local lanes, the exit to go to Route 1 in Alexandria, have a crash on that exit ramp. It's not causing too much of a backup, so pretty much up at speed. We don't want that to be a second crash. Heading us inbound 50 after 202, the volume to get onto DC 295 southbound. We're getting into full force there with the rush hour. Top side of the Beltway, College Park, Silver Spring, slow. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No rest from the 90-degree heat over the next few days, although temperatures may come down just a few degrees by the weekend. Today we're up to 95, hot, humid with a mix of clouds and sunshine. Tonight, mid-70s. Saturday, a stray afternoon thunderstorm might help a bit, 91. Sunshine, low 90 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 78 degrees at 646.
Allergies come on fast. Inova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at our 20-plus offices all across Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
You know, what Dr. Gorka just said there was so important, Sebastian Gorka, and that is that for the first time now in centuries, ISIS actually established a caliphate.
Yes.
In Syria and in Iraq. They've done it. And that is a huge propaganda win, not just for them, but for all of the people who support them and root for them. And by most accounts, it's 10% of people who practice the religion of Islam worldwide. How this, and let's be clear, this happened on Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton's watch. They allowed a radical Islamic terrorist to establish a caliphate in Syria and Iraq, and we continue to dither and just hem and haw and look at our belly buttons. And no, it's not an intelligence surge. You know, I know everyone says, "Oh, you can't just bomb your way out of this." You know what? Bombing would be a pretty good thing right now.
They
need to be knocked off the pedestal. Will citizens die? Yes, but guess what? Look how they're treating the citizens there. Look how they're treating the innocent people in Syria and Iraq. They're killing them too. How about we knock them off their pedestal? Yes, people will die, but in the long run, it'll be better for the people.
Well, I actually think Donald Trump is right. We do need to declare war. I mean, and a formal declaration of war would not be a thing that would be out of line. Let's do that. It says to the American people, we've got to take this thing on. I actually do think that Hillary has a point, and I know I'm a blind hog finds an acre now and then, I guess. But I mean, we do need to make sure that we are giving our intelligence community everything they need in the way of resources to do this, and that they are given the tools. and the strategies and the rules of engagement that will allow them to actually do their job.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that, because we ramped up intelligence under the Bush administration, but the difference was, and it was effective, but we were focusing specifically on our terrorist enemies, who are radical Islamic murderers, all right? Under the Obama administration, if we utilize intelligence, we are so forced to say, well, you know, we've got a lot of threats out there, including homegrown terrorism right here. We got to look out for right-wing pro-lifers. We got to look out for, you know, the Baath separatists in Spain.
That's not the threat right now.
They are so forced through political correctness to use all of those resources.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Give them the rules of engagement to do the job.
How about, sir, let's go to Jack in Arlington. You're on WMAL. Jack, how do we win this war?
Hey, Jack.
Hey, good morning, guys. Basically, there's going to be one way to win this, and we have to make it so that anyone in a country that ISIS is operating in knows that it's a death sentence to be around them, period.
Yeah.
We spend too much time dropping pamphlets, making sure that everyone within like a 10-square-mile radius that could be a civilian is gone before we'll push the button. It shouldn't be like that. You should know, hey, if I do something, if I go to sell oil on the black market or buy oil on the black market, if I go to one of these guys' compounds, there's a high probability I'm going to be turned 3,000 degrees while I'm standing there.
Thank you, Jack. It's a brilliant point. And by the way, that was my understanding of what the Bush Doctrine was. You remember all of that fakakta with Sarah Palin not being able to say what the Bush Doctrine was. And if I remember right, who was the ABC anchor during that time? They didn't even know what the Bush Doctrine was. The Bush Doctrine was, we will allow no other nation state to protect and give aid and comfort to these terrorist groups. And if you are with them, then you,
we're against you.
Then we're against you, and you're going to feel some pain. We have a president who stands up and shrugs and says, well, what can we do? They're making billions of dollars on the black market. How about destroy the black market?
Yeah.
How long did it take them to take out the oil trucks?
I mean, my God.
It is so frustrating when we see more innocent people lying in the streets. They're graphic. They're horrible. But you know what? You should look at the videos of what happened last night. They're not showing you everything on cable news. If you take a look at the aftermath of what happened in Nice, you will feel just as fired up as you need to be. It's 6:50 on WMAL.
Your yard is your kingdom. So when mosquitoes invade, you want more than candles and zappers.
You want warriors like us.
We're Terminix, an elite force of anti-mosquito professionals.
We're armed with 85 years of successful missions against pests and termites.
Terminix will design a custom battle plan for defending your yard. And it starts with a free mosquito estimate. Call 1-800-900-6118.
Our one-of-a-kind mosquito control formula delivers far more than a defensive barrier or repellent. It actually kills mosquitoes where they live.
It's a breakthrough in mosquito control with a natural active ingredient. It's eco-friendly and safe for use around people and pets.
It can eliminate more than 90% of mosquitoes in treated areas in 2 to 3 weeks.
Then we'll come back once a month during the mosquito season to keep them down.
Defending your yard is a big job.
So go big. Go Terminix Mosquito Service.
Defend your yard by calling Terminix, America's leading provider of termite and pest control. For your free mosquito estimate, call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are.
Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-270-5262. That's 1-800-270-5262. 1-800-270-5262.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Will the markets react to yet another terror attack over in Europe? Let's check in with Chuck Kamlick at the CNBC News Desk. Hey, Chuck.
And good morning. There does seem to be a little bit of tension on Wall Street. Stocks might open a bit lower. Travel stocks like Expedia and Priceline airline stocks, they will all trade lower today. As we've seen in the past, though, once the impact wears off after a few days, those stocks will regain. We'll get a fresh look today at inflation, retail sales, too. That'll tell us about how strong consumers feel. Germany's Bayer has raised its offer to buy grain giant Monsanto to $65 billion. Monsanto turned down a cheaper offer in May. BP says the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil rig explosion, which killed 11 people and caused that massive oil spill, will cost the company a total of $62 billion. Xerox has rejected an offer to merge with financial printer R.R. Donnelley, the Wall Street Journal reports. Both companies are in the process of splitting up their separate businesses. And the all-female Ghostbusters movie opens today. Sony hopes for a big weekend, but reviewers have not been kind, and the trailer was voted YouTube's worst ever. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. 1-800-400-0806. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 350 procedures, all the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-400-0806. That's 1-800-400-0806. 1-800-400-0806.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 commuters, Larry, they sit in delays most every morning. You knew deserve this. Nice, easy commute out of Frederick and down through to the Capitol Beltway. Just a brief bit of delays as you head south and toward Clarksburg. Top side of the Beltway, we're solid here. College Park and heading around toward Georgia Avenue. And here we come on DC 295 with the rush hour getting pretty much stop and go as you head southbound past East Capitol Street, Wilson Bridge delays before St. Barnabas Road. And once you cross the bridge span, local lane commuters do watch at that exit for Route 1 in Alexandria have a minor crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Keeping the midsummer heat, temperatures staying well above normal, 95 this afternoon with a mix of clouds and sunshine, hot, humid conditions. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
78 degrees at 6:57.
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
More jackpots, more often at Live Casino. Each junior jackpot is a chip off the old block of giant jackpots. It starts at $5,000 and is guaranteed to hit by $10,000. Just be playing at an eligible slot machine for your chance to win. Another way to win big. Junior jackpot and giant jackpots, only at Live Casino. Always on. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com.
At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
The burn is now failing Hillary. In an announcement that was long in coming, Bernie Sanders finally locked arms with his one-time nemesis, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Sanders ticked off a long list of his own accomplishments in a long-winded endorsement in New Hampshire this week. He then said his supporters needed to unite to defeat Donald Trump. Clinton will work on Capitol Hill to address skeptical members of Congress. Once she does that, she will have united the entire leadership of the Democrat Party. This is important because as a national candidate, Hillary Clinton is unpopular. In fact, she is the least popular major party candidate in modern history, except for one, Donald Trump. In a contest of the unpopular, uniting your own base is key to victory. With the Sanders endorsement, even if it was a tepid one, Hillary Clinton has now checked that box. A divided Republican Party will surely hand the White House back over to the Clintons. And that should give the never-Trump Republicans something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Coming up on WMAO.
We will talk to the senior editor at Roll Call about the apparent choice of Mike Pence to be the vice presidential running mate of our Donald Trump.
We'll also check in with Ambassador James Woolsey. He's the former director of the CIA as we continue our in-depth coverage of yesterday's terror attacks in France.